Design and Technology Education.
The podcast.
Hello and welcome to the first ever edition of the Design and Tech Ed podcast. And today I'm just going to talk about flipping the classroom, what it is and how to do it. Just some basics. And we only have about 4 minutes, so let's get right to it. First of all, what is flipping the classroom? I'm going to use a math class, for example, because it seems to be one of the best applications of flipping the classroom, but teachers can come up with some pretty creative ways to use this concept. So traditionally in a math class, the teacher uses class time to lecture, to explain the topic or the equation or whatever, and then students have a chance to practice a few problems during the lecture, right after the lecture, and then they have to go home and do the bulk of the assignment. When you flip the classroom, what you do is you take that lecture, turn it into a video, and put it online, and then students can just watch it at home for homework, and then they come to class, and that's where they do their assignment. And the advantages of this concept is that, first of all, the lecture is much shorter, because when the teacher doesn't have to repeat himself over and over, as, you know, teachers do, because kids don't hear you the first 5 times that you say something. The lecture's shorter because there are fewer distractions. There aren't kids throwing spitwads or whatever, or asking questions. You can just go straight through the lecture because kids can then pause and rewind, rewatch anything that they need to when they need to. So that's one advantage, is that the lectures are shorter, but also probably the biggest advantage is that then the students are doing their assignment in class with the presence and the instant help from the teacher. No frantic emails, no frustrated parents. You know, the kids are just doing their assignment with the teacher present, and the teacher can give all that one-on-one help that he needs to. So, not every teacher will benefit from this idea, but in many cases, including my own, it can be a huge gain for the students, for the teachers, for the parents. So now let's talk about how to flip your classroom. Basically, you're going to need videos that explain concepts. If there are videos out there, for example, on Khan Academy, or another teacher you know has already created videos, that's great. You can use those videos. But if you're going to create your own videos, there are some really easy and cheap ways to do it. In most cases, free ways to do it. One way is to screencast. Now, screencasting is basically recording your screen and your voice and turning it into a video. So, one of the simplest things to do is to just push play on a PowerPoint presentation, go through it, record your voice as you would present it to class. And my screencasting weapon of choice is called Screencast-O-Matic. It's at screencastomatic.com. You can find it on my blog under the heading Favorite Teacher Tech or something like that. It's free, and you don't even have to install anything to use it. And when you're done recording, you can just click a button, upload it straight to their website, and they host it, and you can then share the URL or even embed the video however you want. You can also turn it into a video file and upload it to your hosting site of choice. I like to use Vimeo because YouTube is blocked for the students at my school. Now, if you have an iPad, you have more options. One app that I like to use is called EduCreations, which is basically a recordable whiteboard on your iPad, but it has more options in that you can put pictures onto your whiteboard, you can use slides, you can kind of preset it up and then draw on top of it, which is pretty cool. The problem with EduCreations is that when you finish your video, you're kind of locked into their site, so you have to share your video through their site. But if you want to spend a few bucks, you can get Nomia, that's Nomia with a K, or Explain Everything, and then you can actually save the video and upload it to whatever video hosting site you want to use. So once you get your videos online, you just need to share these links with your students. Better yet, you can embed the videos into your blog or into your website itself, and students can just watch them right on the same page. They don't have to follow some link trail. But either way, you know, teachers will use their blogs, they'll use their websites, they'll share the links through Edmodo or Canvas if you run any LMS. You could use Twitter to just throw a link on there. You could use Facebook. Any online source that you want, you can share those links with your student. And with that, our time is up, so hopefully that gives you some new knowledge about flipping the classroom.